Hello, everyone. Welcome to It's a Bronx Story,
a podcast by two lifelong Yankee fans about all things Yankees and a fun twist at the end of each episode.
So in this episode, we thought it'd be fun to kind of pick our all-time Yankees team. I mean, there's obviously a lot that have pretty straightforward answers, but there are a few fun positions. And I think if we disagree, we can pick one for our team, but I think most of them will be pretty similar. So in general, we're just do one kind of combined team. And then for our question of the day, who is your favorite Yankee? There's a long history of the Yankees and a lot of great players. So this could be a lot of things depending on your age, when you started watching and whatnot. So we'd love to hear from you guys about who some of your favorite Yankees are and what you think of the all Yankees team that we draft. We're just going to focus on starters and not a whole bench, because that could just take forever to fill up a bench and a whole team. And we just want it to be a kind of a fun, quick episode throughout this lockout. And as always, if you enjoy the episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, check us out on Twitter and Instagram at The Bronx Story. We'd love to hear from you guys. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. So join us now for Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Ladies and gentlemen, he who breaks the rules goes back to the house of pain.
All right. So kind of the parameters, I guess, of our team, we're going to do the starters for each of the fielding positions, one DH, three starters and three relievers. And there's not really a ton of rules, but I think personally I will weigh, like, there will be like time spent with Yankees will be weighted, but it's not like if they only played a couple of seasons, they're just exempt from the list. But I will probably favor a player that played for like 15 years over a guy that played for like three. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm sure Jatinder, you'll have the kind of the same,
yeah,
same idea. So to get started, do you want to start with pitchers or hitters?
Actually, I just wanted to, just got me thinking, when did you first start watching the Yankees and start?
Early 2000s, like, as soon as I was old enough to really comprehend what was happening, I've liked watching baseball. After Jeter retired, I took a slight hiatus just because I was so sad that Jeter wasn't playing anymore. But I would say I was more of a casual fan throughout growing up. I loved baseball, but I enjoyed playing it more than watching it. I followed the Yankees though, but then in college, ever since I went to college, that's been like, baseball has been my thing. I look forward to it so much. I watch pretty much every single game unless I have something that stops me from watching it. But yeah, I would say I started when I was probably six or seven, so early 2000s. What about you?
Yeah, so same thing. I think like I kind of knew what it was in like 03, but I never really cared about it. I think it was only until 2005 is when I really became a real like baseball fan, where I would be like, I'll watch every single game and I'll be like, this is what I like, you know? But like, so like 2003, 2004, like I didn't really know anything about it. And then 2005 would be when I really became a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I remember MLB The Show 2005, or not MLB The Show, MVP Baseball 2005 was kind of one of the things that got me really into baseball. Just playing that game was so fun, and I just wanted to learn more about it. So I'd say probably 05, 06 is when I got more interest into it, as much as a 9-year-old could be. But yeah, I think now I would say I'm definitely at a different level of fandom than I was back then. I'm sure you might be a similar, just because we can understand a lot more now and kind of,
oh yeah, totally,
the complexities and all of that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So do you want to start with pitchers or hitters?
Let's do hitters. And I don't know. You want to start with catcher and kind of like go from there?
Yeah, go 1 through 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
So catcher, like Yogi Berra, I think is definitely the easy pick for this position. Mm-hmm. And what does he have? 13 World Series rings between being a player and a manager. He has 3 MVPs.
That's my pick. That's my pick for Yankees. And it's a easy pick for me, but like all the World Series he's won, all the MVPs, you know, he has like what, 1400, 1500 RBIs. Like I think he's my catcher, but you know, there's always Thurman Munson, Posada, Bill Dickey. Like those guys are pretty good too. Elston Howard. Yeah. Like we have a good history with catchers. I just think Yogi Berra, I have to have him on my all time Yankee list. Plus all his Yogiisms. Like I have to have him.
Did you know Yogi played for the Mets for 4 games?
I did know that. I did know that.
Just feels wrong.
It does. It does.
But yeah, I think Yogi is a pretty good pick. If you love modern baseball and like just are one of the guys like, oh, this player would never be good at modern baseball. Like Jorge isn't a horrible pick. Like he was really good at hitting. He couldn't field for his life, but he could hit. So I wouldn't be mad about that pick. But like you, Yogi's my guy. That's who I'd pick. Then on to first. I mean, this is
the Lou Gehrig. Easiest pick. There isn't. Yeah,
that's not the easiest. Yeah. There's another position that's a little bit easier, but Yogi. Actually, there's a couple, but Yogi Lou Gehrig. It's not close. He's the best first baseman we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. I think you know the other guys up there at first base would be you know Don and Tino. And then maybe even Teixeira, but I think you know Lou is your obvious answer for first base.
Yeah, 2-time MVP, almost 500 home runs, over a 1.0 career OPS, almost 2,000 RBIs.
His consecutive playing streak.
Yeah. So that's he's the best first baseman. There's not much, not really a huge argument to be made there. And I guess we'll move on to second, which I think second base is the hardest position to pick.
I think so too. So I think my pick is Cano just because of recency bias, but like I looked through the stats. Tony Lazzari, pretty good. Willie Randolph, pretty good. Joe Gordon, pretty good. But I just from what I've seen, Cano is my pick.
Yeah, I think I go back and forth between him and Willie Randolph just because Willie Randolph played for the Yankees for a good bit longer. Cano was definitely the better player. Cano was a much better hitter. He was a great defender. So I think I also lean towards Cano. I wish he would have played a little bit longer for the Yankees just to make that an easier pick. But
yeah.
And I mean, the steroid thing kind of clouds it a little bit. Like, was he on roids with us? Was he not? But
yeah,
I think I'd go with Cano too. So next is third base. I mean, it's A-Rod. Off the top of my head, I don't really think anyone.
Craig Nettles would be maybe a good second, but I think it's A-Rod second. For me.
Yeah, Greg Nettle, it kind of drops off a cliff after him, but it's not like he's not as good as A-Rod.
I'm just trying to think of who would be the third baseman, and I can't really think of.
But A-Rod's 2007 season was a fun season. 54 home runs, 156 RBIs. Like he had a great year, 1.067 OPS. He won 2 MVPs with us. He won a World Series. He hit 700 home runs.
He hit 350 home runs with us.
Yeah.
So like he had a really good Yankee career, not just like his entire career, but just his Yankee career.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
His 12 years. I mean, it kind of soured at the end because he was suspended and all the roids and whatnot, but in his prime, no one comes close at third base.
Yeah. It's kind of what you were talking about with Cano, kind of, you know, could apply it to A-Rod as well. But I think I'm going to give it to A-Rod.
Yeah. And then we get to shortstop. The captain, Mr. 20 years, the flip, the jump throw, all the clutch moments. It, like, it's not even worth talking about a second. Like, it's Derek Jeter.
Especially for
guys our age, no one competes. There's no Yankee that I can think of that is more iconic since I've been alive than Derek Jeter. And he embodied exactly what it means to be a Yankee. And it was so fun watching his career. Like, his hitting at shortstop was incredible. And his playoff numbers are just really, really great. He won 5 World Series. Like, it's just, there's no conversation, really.
Yeah, like, and then the postseason MVPs he's won. Like, he's our shortstop pick. That's a slam dunk. And I was just, I'm just thinking about, like, reminiscing. Like, remember MLB 2K6? I don't know if you played that. That had Jeter on the cover. It was like, so I was just like, I just remember, like, just starting getting into baseball. And I was like, yep, MLB 2K6. I remember playing that game, like, every single day.
Yeah, Jeter. I mean, every Yankees fan our age, there's a special place for Jeter. Like, everyone knows his defense wasn't as good as his gold gloves say, like, blah, 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 whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. He won 5 World Series. He was great on and off the field. That's a slam dunk. And then the next position, left field, is just as much of a slam dunk. Babe Ruth, arguably one of the greatest baseball players of all time. It's like, what is it, 714 career home runs, a 1.164 OPS, a 206 career OPS plus. Like, we talked about Barry Bonds in the last episode and how crazy his numbers were, but Babe Ruth for his time, I mean, he was pretty much just as insane. They must have not had MVP for a lot of his career.
So at the time, if you won an MVP, you couldn't win it again.
Okay. That makes sense, because the fact that he has one MVP is a joke. Also, the fact that it took until the 23 season for him to win MVP,
That's kind of shocking to me too. I'm looking at that now. I was like, how did he not win it when he broke the home run record? Right.
Yeah. And then
I guess maybe when you know what I think it is. I think the MVP was created in 23, and then they also had the rule that you couldn't win it again.
That would make sense, because his 20 and 21 seasons, I mean, a lot of his seasons were nuts, but those seasons he had a 1.3 plus OPS. So he should have won. It's Babe Ruth.
Yep.
The Bambino, the great Bambino. It's the house that Ruth built. How many World Series does he have? I think he won 4 with the Yankees.
Okay.
But yeah, back then it was just, wasn't it just one series? Like the playoffs?
Yeah, it wasn't a long, like, playoffs.
Yeah. But yeah, if you won 4 World Series with then Lou Gehrig by his side, that's a pretty easy one. And then what I think is the most fun position next at center field.
This one I could go back and forth, and you could tell me. So the way I decided this was peak, and I decided Mantle. Like, Mantle had the best peak, but DiMaggio, I think in totality, probably had the better career, maybe. But he lost 4 years. 3 years due to service, like his numbers could have been even better than they were. Mm-hmm. But I think Mantle just had just such an insane peak that I would give it to Mantle.
I mean, Mantle did have a much higher career WAR, so mm-hmm. he also played a lot longer because of the WAR. But yeah, I mean, if Mantle never got hurt, like he was hurt pretty much his whole career. If he was healthy, then it would have been mm-hmm. like Mantle is one of the best players of all time. I mean, no, DiMaggio is too. Like, no knock on DiMaggio, but Mantle is just better. Like, mm-hmm. I also Bernie Williams is a bad pick. But I wouldn't be mad if someone picked Bernie Williams. Like, if they were a young fan and just loved watching Bernie, like, he's another mm-hmm. really good center fielder. And I'm sure there's many more that I'm just, like, not thinking of right now. But mm-hmm. like you, I pick Mantle. His peak was absolutely nuts. He could do it on all sides of the ball. I think he was competing with Willie Mays for a Gold Glove, so that doesn't – that doesn't bode well for him winning many Gold Gloves. Mm-hmm. But he was a good fielder.
Yeah, so. Like the Yankees, like history with just a lot of great catchers, center fielders. We have a lot of great center fielders, you know, Mantle, DiMaggio, Combs, Bobby Mercer. Like we've had mm-hmm. a lot of good, and Bernie Williams that you already mentioned. We've had a lot of great center fielders.
Yeah, so... It's I think most rankings would put Mantle at first and mm-hmm. yeah. So another fun one is right field. And I think this one's fun because there are a few things to take into account here. Like personally, I think the top three, and it just depends on how you look at it, would be Dave Winfield, Randy Jackson, and Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. There's an argument to be made for all three of them, and I'm curious to which one you would pick.
So I'm going to pick Reggie Jackson, and I know he's had such a short career with the Yankees, but I think mm-hmm. it was just super impactful. And then, you know, obviously he's Mr. October for a reason, but I if you said Dave Winfield, you're not wrong. Like, so I think this one is very close. And also Paul O'Neill also probably gets a honorable mention somewhere there in right fielders in Yankee history.
Yeah, and so does Roger Maris.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I think Maris is really similar to Jackson, where they had short tenures but were very good when they were there.
Yeah.
Paul O'Neill, okay, yeah. Paul O'Neill is also tough. Like he was awesome. Aaron Judge he's had such a short career that it's hard to put him above those guys, but he's had such an impact on the franchise that like it, I wouldn't be mad if you picked him. Like it's tough. Like I want to pick Aaron Judge if just because of like how much he means to this team and like recency bias clearly, but it's such a tough position to pick one of them. There's no guy that just stands out above everyone else. Like Reggie Jackson was probably like the best player, but he played for such a short period of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like Dave Winfield and Roger Maris were also very good. So it's a tough pick. All right. Yeah. And then DH, I'm just going to count Stanton as a DH and pick him.
Okay. So I was trying to think about this. I was like, so does Matsui count as a DH and Giambi? Like, if you split their games played, like, did they play more as a DH? Because if it is, then I'm going to say Matsui.
Okay. Yes. I personally don't think Giambi should count, but yeah, I guess Matsui is a good pick.
I see Ron Bloomberg as he was the first DH. That makes sense, but I think I wouldn't put him all time.
I think the only two players that have played a majority, or at least very close to a majority of their games at DH for the Yankees, are Oscar Gamble and Ron Blomberg, or Blomberg, how you say his name. And I mean, Oscar Gamble is good, but like I kind of forgot about Matsui for some reason. If he counts,
but I still think Stan's still not a bad choice, you know?
Yeah.
I just think he needs to do it for a couple more years, and I would prefer he's not a DH just because I think he has more to offer the Yankees, but that's not a bad pick either.
Yeah, Matsui was great. But if you had to pick strict, like a pure DH, it'd be Oscar Gamble, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So that's the batters. So let's move on to...
That's also not a bad team to face. God, you know, imagine facing that all-time team. There's no breaks in there. There's absolutely no breaks.
They're all-time hitters.
Yeah.
All right. Then,
pitchers.
So pitchers.
So how did you want to do this? You want to do, you know, top three starters, or do you want to make a rotation and then do
three and three. Yeah.
Okay.
So all right. The first starter is obvious. Well, you.
Yeah. Yeah. Whitey Ford is. Yeah. Yeah. Whitey Ford is the pick. You know, look at his ERA. Look at all the wins, World Series. Like he's the guy. It's kind of funny, when. Just before this, we were kind of just like Googling some stuff, and then like Whitey Ford didn't even show up on Google as the Yankees' top pitchers.
Yeah, it I don't know. No sense. Yeah, it's not close. He's definitely the best pitcher or starting pitcher in Yankees history. Yeah, like there's really no debate there. He was incredible. So I guess moving on to number two, this is when things get a little more tricky, because like I think statistically Red Ruffing is the second best, but like he pitched so long ago that like would you pick him as second, or would you go more modern?
I was gonna say second for me is Pettit, and then three is Red Ruffing for me.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's fair. Personally, I need to look at some stats really quick. I might have a hot take here. Wait. Okay. One sec. I do think that Pettit, I personally would also put Pettit over Red Ruffing, just because it's harder to pitch now, but part of me wants to put Mike Mussina above Pettit, but he just didn't pitch as long. But Mike Mussina was, I mean, looking at the numbers, I think Pettit belongs at number two.
I mean, I think if you look at their career wise, I think Mussina's a Hall of Famer, whereas I don't think Pettit is a Hall of Famer. I don't know if that's a hot take for you.
No, but it's not.
I think Mussina is a Hall of Famer. I don't think Pettit is, but I think Pettit has a better Yankee career.
Yeah, that's fair. What about CeCe?
CeCe, that I was considering putting CeCe as the third guy. I think, but I didn't know if I was just having recency bias.
Yeah, I think it's kind of tough to not put Red Ruffing in the top three. Like, I personally think I'd go with Ford, Ruffing, and then Pettit. But like, like guys like Lefty Gomez and Ron Guidry, Mussina, Sabathia.
Yeah,
like there are a lot of players that you could make an argument for
David
the top
Cone,
three.
That yep, where...
David Cone, David Wells. Like,
yeah,
there are definitely arguments to be made. But that's that. And then the relievers, I think it's pretty obvious. I want to hear what you have.
So
first.
obviously Mo, Goose Gossage. And then I know there's Sparky Lyle, but I want to say Betances.
Interesting. See, I think it's Mo, Gossage, and Sparky Lyle, and there's really no argument. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sparky Lyle won a Cy Young as a reliever when relievers weren't what they are now. So
yeah.
Like a career 2.88 ERA with how many strikeouts did he have? 873 strikeouts. 1,390.
Yeah, that's insane.
He like as a Yankee, he had a 2.4 ERA. He won a Cy Young. I love Betances, and Betances, when Betances was good, he was unhittable, but it was only over a period of like 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough. Like Betances is a Yankee.
I was looking at the stats. Betances has 2.36 ERA, but it's over 380 innings. And then obviously has like a ton of strikeouts.
Right? Yeah. 1,000 less innings. So it's I don't hate picking Betances, but I just think Sparky Lyle did it well for long enough. It's tough to put him above. But Gossage and Mo are just like
that's undisputable for me. Yeah.
Obviously Mo. Like Mo would be on any all-time team period that he was allowed to be on. Like But yeah, so that's our team.
I like this. This was a fun exercise, just like kind of reminiscing through everything. But like it really is insane how many good players the Yankees have on their team.
Yeah, it's their team all time has been crazy. There's a reason they're the most valuable baseball team. They have the most fans. They have the most World Series. Like there's a reason. If you have 27 World Series, your team is going to be pretty deep all time. But let us know what you guys think. If you have any, if you disagree with anything or have any hot takes of your own. But I think we can round it out with the question of today of who is your favorite Yankee of all time. And I think I kind of want to split this up into your favorite, like more old time player, your favorite player growing up, and like your favorite current player, just because we're both going to have Derek Jeter if we just do in general.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So this is, I'm going to even split up a little bit even further, but I think so. Jeter is obviously my favorite player growing up. I really like Severino as like current day pitcher. Like he's just, I really like him. And then, you know, current day position player would be Judge. Yep. And then all time, you know, would be, you know, obviously Mo has to be there, but all time would be, you know, Babe Ruth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, my all time, okay, so Derek Jeter growing up. I also loved Mussina growing up. He was my second favorite player. So that's probably bias of why I thought about putting him above Pettit. But currently, favorite pitcher like you, it's Severino. I think now it's Monty. I love Sevy, but I think Monty is my favorite current pitcher on the Yankees.
I thought Severino had a chance of overtaking Pettit for the strikeouts. Like I thought he could do it, like if he stayed healthy, and I thought he would stay with us for a long time and he would break the record, but you know, I don't think that's gonna be possible now.
Yeah, that's true. And then favorite position player, it was Glaber, but I think Judge, and then it was Glaber, and now I think it's Judge again. It's just hard not to love Judge. He's awesome. But I do really like Labor too. And then all time, I think it's Mickey Mantle. I've just always loved Mickey Mantle. Babe Ruth is close, but I definitely think I'd have to give the edge to Mantle for my all time favorite
player. I mean, you said it, what he got hurt and it's like, he was playing hurt. Like just imagine if he was healthy and just like, you know, running on good legs, like imagine the numbers he could have put up.
It would have been insane.
Like, yeah, he's kind of the player that I would make in MLB The Show, where it's like a five-tool player. Like, that's always been my type of – yeah, you know? Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's kind of the archetype I make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this fun little exercise. Let us know who your favorite players are. You can contact us or comment in the Twitter comments or Instagram at The Bronx Story. And as always, if you guys enjoyed the episode, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And like I said, you can check us out on Twitter and Instagram at The Bronx Story.
Let's go, Yankees. Let's go, Jeter.
I really can't think of stuff.
Drill deep to right field. Going back is Grossman. Looking up. See ya. It's a tie game. Brett Gardner ties it with a home run to right field. 4-4.